I'm Grace, and welcome to my space. Hey guys, good evening. I normally record my podcasts in the morning, but today I thought I would live life on the edge. So I'm recording the podcast in the night. I feel particularly energetic today. So good evening. We've almost made it through election week, which I was so excited to vote in my first election. Yeah, and we've almost made it, guys, so I'm proud of everyone. We didn't get an episode last week, and that's not because I didn't feel like it, but it's because I recorded this episode, and it was going to be on, like, fear slash Halloween. Like, I wanted to make it, like, spooky themed, and I recorded the entire thing, and I'm not even gonna lie, I flat out hated it. And you might be like, oh, Grace, don't be hard on yourself, but yeah, I did not like how she turned out. It was very all over the place, and I was like, I'm not putting this out into the world. So I decided to hold off until this week, and I'm glad I did that. I did something really exciting yesterday that I wanted to share with everybody. And that thing was I worked the polls at the election. My friend Haley, actually, shout out to Haley. She has been an advocate for signing up to work the polls. And she convinced me to sign up as well. And I was excited to do this because I am very passionate about voting. I think it's such a great thing that we're able to do. And I want to be able to help other people vote. And so I did it. It was, you know what? I'm not going to say it was fun because we were there from 5:30 in the morning till 8:30 at night. And that is a lot. But it was very rewarding. I think rewarding is a better word than fun. But in some ways, actually, it was fun. I loved being able to help people vote. I loved seeing people. I loved meeting the people who I worked with. And what I really thought was interesting about working the polls was, even though obviously the election is very political, like, it's an election, this was a very non-political environment. Like, we were there to get the job done, and we did that, and it was great. It was very rewarding. By the end of it, I was beat. I consider myself a pretty resilient person in a lot of ways, but by the end, like, nice, bubbly Grace, like, that was wearing off. It really was. By the time, like, hour 13 rolled around, like, I was not gonna lie, I was getting a bit delirious. But yeah, it was a really great day. And Haley, thank you for showing me this opportunity. And my friend Aislinn worked the polls with me, and Aislinn, I'm so grateful to have you by my side as we kind of did this together, and it was a really great experience. It was really great to do. I think for my first election, I got a lot of insight into the process, which was just so cool, and I will probably be working the polls for the rest of my life, or as long as I can. So yeah, that's been my week. We're going to get into the weekly favorites, guys. I am so excited. I'm so excited about this week's weekly favorites because for my content creator, I wanted to highlight my friend Kat. So you may have noticed Grace's space got a little bit of a makeover. We have new cover art. And that is all thanks to my friend Kat. I met Kat at OU. She sat by me randomly one day at lunch, and she was like, do you want to be friends? And I said, of course. And she had a sketchbook with her, and I noticed she was drawing just the most cool, unique art that I have ever seen. And I was kind of thinking of what I wanted the podcast art to look like, and I realized I wouldn't want anybody else to do it than my friend Kat. So she has an Instagram for her art, and that is at educated, and that's at EDUKAITED, which I will be linking in the description. And she does graphic design, and she has just the most beautiful art. And Kat, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for doing the art for the podcast. You are going to do great things, and I appreciate it. For my next weekly favorite, I have some happy music for you guys because I feel like this week has been stressful for everybody, and we can all use a bit of uplifting music. So, what I picked for the music this week is actually the Curious George soundtrack. I have always loved the Curious George soundtrack, but I found myself revisiting it because now it's like a trend on TikTok. And there, let me tell you, there are some bangers on the Curious George soundtrack. Like Upside Down, like that is a classic song. But I also love the songs People Watching and Broken and the Sharing song. It's so good. But everybody, you should go check this out if you want to smile. It's really something great, and I wanted to share it with everyone. And with that being said, let's get into the episode, guys. All right, guys. So normally for the episode, I like to theme the podcast around a certain topic. But this week, I kind of feel like everybody is feeling the stress of the election and just the state of the world weighing on them. So I thought, let's just do a lighthearted, like silly, fun episode. So we are just doing a random Q&A. And I hope that if you're listening to this and if you feel stressed or anything in any way, you can turn this on and maybe just it'll help you feel better in some way. So I'm going to get into the Q&A. The first question is, if you were a color, what would you be? Originally, I was going to say all the colors because I consider myself to be a very colorful person, but I'm also a big personality test person. Like, I'm an INFJ on the Myers-Briggs. I'm a type 2, weighing 3 Enneagram. So I was like, you know what? There has to be a personality test for this. And there was. And the results kind of surprised me, but they do make sense. The top two colors that I got were purple and orange, which I would never normally describe myself as, but the descriptions, yeah, they're suiting. It says, as a purple, you're a creative thinker, thoughtful and reflective. Convention does not influence you. You're a problem solver, but take the road less traveled. You value art and other creative ventures. You're very expressive, verbally, physically, and in the work that you do. Life is whimsical, and you leave your options open. So, yeah, that kind of sounds like me. And I also got orange. And under orange, it says, optimism and friendliness characterize people like you, whose personality colors orange. You're friendly and nurturing, but you may need to take care that your good nature does not lead others to unload all their frustrations on you without any reciprocation. People whose personality colors orange typically aren't big party people. You prefer small gatherings where you can engage with everyone else. You're whimsical and value zaniness in others. You're also bubbly in an infectious, happy, joyful way. You see the best in people despite what others may say about them, and you're a forgiver to a fault. So yeah, I guess I'm a mix between purple and orange, which I guess those aren't primary colors. So if you mix them together, you would get brown. So maybe I'm brown. Maybe that is my color that I would describe myself as because it's a mix between purple and orange. All right, next question. Someone said, what song would play at the end of the film if your life was a movie? I also gave this question some thought, and I try really hard not to look at the questions too much before recording because I like to do things on a whim, but I wanted to pick the right song. And if you know me, I am very into music. I love music. And so I wanted to put some thought into this and what I think the song of my life would be. Would be Changes by David Bowie. And in a movie, I have a specific vision for this. So the beginning of the song kind of starts out slow, and then it builds up. And as that slow part would be going on, I think there would be some dialogue. And then right as it switches up into ch-ch-changes, that's when the credits would roll. But I picked this song because it's pretty happy and upbeat, and I think that if my life were a movie, I would want it to end on a happy note. So, but the lyrics are also very reflective and very true to life, and I love this song, and you should check it out if you haven't. But that is definitely, I think, what the song of my life would be. Someone said, how do you stay creative and productive at the same time? I think that it's viewing the things that I have to be productive in as creative, if that makes any sense. So I'm lucky in that the work, like my schoolwork and whatever that I do, allows me to be creative. Like, I love to write, and a lot of the classes that I take in communications are very writing intensive. But also, like, if I'm at work and let's say I'm folding boxes or I'm talking to customers, that's a good one. I like to just view it as something I can do in the most creative way possible. So that way, the things that are tasks originally. Anything can really become creative if you put your mind to it. And that's how I like to view things, even if it's like cooking dinner, like everybody has to cook dinner. I kind of view cooking as something that allows me to be creative. And yeah, I kind of, whatever I'm doing, I like to add my own little flair to it. So I think that's how I'm able to say productive and creative at the same time. What is your favorite place that you've visited and why? Our family, we're big national park people. We have always been, and I've loved every single national park that we've been to. But I think that one of my favorites would have to be the Grand Tetons that my dad and I visited this year, actually. And it's so crazy because there's so many places in America that are so different. And you could be in the desert one minute and you could see snow the next minute. It's so crazy when you go to places like Wyoming, which is where the Grand Tetons are. And we hiked a lot. We hiked about 15 miles a day, and we went to the very top of a mountain there. And looking out, it was probably one of the most surreal experiences of my life. Like, you really do feel connected to nature. And I know it sounds kind of new wavy and hippie-ish and whatever, but you do feel like you're a part of something bigger when you go to national parks. And there was a lot of wildlife there. We saw bears, we saw moose, we saw a little bit of everything. And if you haven't visited a national park, I really encourage you to do so sometime in your life because these have been probably one of the most inspiring trips I've ever taken. And also, I loved going to the Grand Tetons because when you're on the trail, you meet so many cool people and from all over the place. Like, we met people from the UK. We just met people from all over the country. And that's another reason why I loved hiking at the Grand Tetons. Someone said, how How has this podcast benefited you or just impacted you in general? Grace's space has been really fun, and that's why I do it, really. It's just something fun and creative for me to do. But it's also been very interesting to me to see who's been, I guess, I don't want to say impacted because I'm like, I don't want to take this too seriously, but who reaches out and what conversations can come from what I put out on the podcast. It's been really fun to connect with different people that I probably would not have. And that's how I think it's impacted me. And I think too, this has been fun as just a creative venture because I love to write and I have a blog and I like to express myself through writing, but this has kind of been a new way for me to express myself. And I think, you know, if you have a podcast, maybe someone out there can relate, but anytime you put something out into the world that you've been working on in any way, it makes you feel really proud. And it's just nice to put something out into the world that maybe some other people can benefit from. And I think that's how really the podcast has impacted me the most. And if you were ever thinking about making a podcast, I would say do it. I would encourage everybody to pursue something different and something creative at some point in their lives because it's fun. It really is. Someone said, what do you think our duties are as an American? This is a really good question, I think, now, especially as it's kind of like election season. But I think there's the obvious things, you know, like obeying the law, doing your civic duty, and voting. There's all of those things, you know, that are technical duties, I think, as an American. But I think it's larger than that. And I think that my duties as an American largely kind of coincide with my duties as a person. It's about caring about your fellow neighbor and advocating for those and using your voice for those who maybe don't have as much as a voice. And that's what I think my duties are as an American. I feel like that's a very heavy, complicated subject, and I hope that I'm doing it justice, but I think that my duties as an American really come down to my duties and my principles as a person. Someone said, if you could pick a superpower, what would it be? I would have to go with the very conventional choice of flying. Ever since I was a little girl, I have always, always, always wanted to fly. And so much so that one time I literally jumped off a swing set because, like at the height, because I thought I could fly. And I guess I did for a few seconds before I inevitably fell on my butt. But I think now I would still choose flying. But actually, I have a different idea. My first superpower, if I had one, would to be to stop corona, to make it not a thing, to make COVID not a thing, to cure everybody of COVID. That would be my first superpower. But after that's all done, I would always say flying. Someone said, how the heck are you? This week, actually, I'm doing really well. And I'm doing really well because we got the news that OU can return for spring semester. And I was so, so, so excited by this news. It's nice to have some certainty finally because, you know, things have been so up in the air for months and they still are, you know, we're definitely not through this, but this gave me some comfort and it gave me something to look forward to that we're going back. So, yeah, I'm doing well, and to this person, I'm gonna ask, how the heck are you? DM me, and I'd love to hear how you're doing. What is the best conversation that you've ever had? I think the Besides, conversations that have been meaningful to me with family members, I'm gonna have to say one time I was on a plane and I forgot my earbuds. And so I was like, oh God, like this is gonna suck. The whole plane ride is gonna be just awful. I was not looking forward to it because it was like 4 hours, I think. And I was like, I don't really have anything else to keep me entertained. But I was so lucky because I ended up getting seated by someone who was so interesting. He was originally from London, but he'd moved to New York, and he was on the way back from taking pictures for a magazine that he was doing. And we talked pretty much the entire 4 hour plane ride back. He had such a vivid and interesting and colorful life. And as someone in communications, and I would love to write for a magazine. I would love to do something like that. Hearing his stories and ideas, his career and his path were something I kind of aspired for. I really don't know much about this person. I hope they're doing well wherever they are. And, they very well could probably not be what I thought because, this was just a random conversation on the plane. But we talked about a bunch of stuff, and it was easily one of the most stimulating conversations that I've had. And I think about it often, and I would have to say that this was probably one of the most interesting conversations because, one, if I had my earbuds, I would have just been listening to those the entire time. Like, I would not have talked to this person. And two, it's so interesting to talk to people you don't know and to hear their stories. And yeah, I really, really valued this. So we got one more question. Let me pull it up real quick. Someone said, "Is growing up stressful, like moving out and stuff? It gives me anxiety like crazy." Yes and no. I mean, I think anytime that there's some kind of change in your life, whether that be moving out or moving schools or wherever you are, I think change can be stressful. But I also think that growing up and change is exciting because it's all about figuring out who you want to be, and it's about trying different things and seeing what works, and it's a lot of fun. I would say growing up is a lot of fun. And sometimes, yes, it can be stressful. But don't take it too seriously. View everything kind of as a fun experiment and try different things. And that's kind of what moving out to me as a 19-year-old is all about. And this person, you are gonna do fine. I already see you growing up and doing great things and thriving, and I'm rooting for you. And please keep me updated on how you're doing as well. So with that being said, we're going to wrap up the Q&A. Yeah, thanks for listening. This has been fun, guys. All right, guys, that is it for this very random, kind of silly, a little bit serious, a little bit of everything Q&A. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope that wherever you are doing well. And let me know if you like these more random episodes, if you kind of just like to hear random thoughts on things and life updates, or if you like the more specifically focused, specifically on a topic episodes, because I'm kind of trying to decide where I want to go with this podcast in the future. And really, any honest feedback helps me so much. And you can do that at my Twitter at graces_3. Or on my Instagram at grace.arnold_. And that's it for this episode, guys. Have a great week. I'll see you on a future Thursday.